Yeah, so I've just finished building a life-size dairy cow for out at the Jordan River Farm School for out at Brighton.
How long did
Yeah,
it take you? How long did it take you to do?
I was working on it pretty solidly for probably around 4 months. So it's quite a few hundred hours of work in there.
Now, last time I spoke to you, you told me you start with the head, and then you get that in proportion, and the rest of the body then just follows. She has got a pretty looking head.
Yeah, I was super impressed with the head on this one. The face is just perfect. I was very impressed. And then the rest sort of flowed on from there.
What did you use for the ears?
That's just big pipe that I've cut and sort of bent out and
Okay.
sort of bent into shape.
And she's got a nice little haircut on top.
Yeah, a little tried to get that sort of curly hair look, but they're just saw blades on the top, so.
Right. Now, Matt, was it frustrating building her, or was it a pretty easy process?
Some of it's pretty frustrating. It was very big. It's probably bigger than the horse that I've done before. So yeah, it was a lot of trial and error and a lot of fiddling around, lying on the ground, getting in some awkward positions. But it's come out pretty well.
Yeah. So, have you named her?
No, I haven't. For me, it's just the cow at the moment.
The cow.
I'm
Okay.
sure. I'm sure the people out at the school will probably name her.
And dare I ask you, what did you make the udders out of?
The udders, they're out of an old compressor tank and some sort of the air header tanks off old water pumps. So a few of them, and the teats are actually the chucks off the end of some big drills. And they look pretty good.
They don't look too bad, actually.
Yeah.
She looks like she's got a shield as her side. It's a very interesting combination. It looks really good.
Yeah, so they're actually like plow discs, and I actually got them from the site, which was pretty good. Yeah, I got a fair bit of old farm machinery from the actual school site, and I was able to get them in there. But yeah,
Yeah.
they're from that.
Now, when you talk about the school site, tell us about that.
So they're just doing a big redevelopment out there at Brighton for the farm, for a big senior school farm. Yeah, so they've done a really good job out there, but I'm not sure when it's actually going to be open to the public.
Now, the students at the Jordan River School have yet to see this cow, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I don't think many people have seen it actually, so yeah.
It's going to be their mascot.
It's right out the front, so as you drive in around the turning circle, you'll see it, so
I hope they don't
yeah.
think that that's how you take care of most of the animals, because she'd be pretty easy to take care of, wouldn't she?
It was a bit of a struggle getting her out there, but once she's there, she's easy to take care of.
How did you get her out there? What did you use?
Yeah, truck with a big high hub on the back. It actually came in less weight than I thought, actually. It was under half a ton, so I thought
Okay.
while I was building it, there's a lot of metal going in there.
Yeah.
But
And did you
it
get
was about
some?
400 kilos.
Was she on show while she was being driven along towards the school?
We had a few good looks on the back of the truck, that's for sure. Stopping in at the servo, we got a few good looks.
What do you do next?
I'm pretty busy, really. I've just sort of almost completed a big wedge-tail eagle, which is going up to a vet in South Australia.
Yeah.
And I'm just about to start on a Great Dane. So that'll be interesting.
A Great Dane. How big is that going to be?
Oh, well, life-size Great Dane. They're pretty big.
Yeah.
So a bit bigger than the Kelpie.
Who's that for?
That's a private buyer in Western Australia.
Okay,
So
so.
they actually had the owl off me before.
Right, so return customers. See,
Yeah.
you're spreading yourself far and wide, because you mentioned the Kelpie there, and the Kelpie now is in Albany in WA.
Yeah, it got there. It's looking pretty good.
Have you
I've got
talked
it
to
out
the
on the
owners?
street. Yeah, briefly, they love it.
What about collecting what you need? Is you find that finding that easier or harder, or how's it going?
It's all good. I've got been getting lots of good stuff lately. It's a lot more word of mouth, and people are ringing me and telling me they got a shed load of stuff for me. So yeah, I'm all good on that front. But I'm always up for more. Yeah.
Terrific. I think I asked you this question before, and I think your answer was crocodile. Is there an animal that you haven't done yet that you really want to
Yeah, a big crocodile would still be on there. Yeah, some stuff like that, or a big doing the cow. I'd really like to do a big bull or something with the big horns.
So maybe somebody from the Northern Territory who might be listening who wants their own alligator in the back or crocodile in the backyard.
Texas Longhorn would be good, something like that.
Or a Brahmin, a big Brahmin.
Yeah, book. Yeah.
Okay, let's issue the challenge then, Matt. Thanks for your time. Fantastic.
No worries. Thank you.